Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 208. T-R-A-P. Trap, baby. M. Night Shyamalan. You know the name. You know the twists. Now, watch the movie.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what's crazy before we start? Like, I was thinking about this earlier. Shyamalan is the only director, like, I think this is the fifth Shyamalan movie we've reviewed in the last couple of, like, not Tarantino, not Scorsese, not, like, Christopher Nolan. For some reason, this is our fifth Shyamalan. We love Shyamalan here on Brian vs. Brian.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Because you never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You typically get a crazy twist.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a gem, and sometimes you get a turd. Mm-hmm. So that makes for good reviewing.
Yeah, yeah.
True. Shyamalan is good review subject material. So written and written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan, also produced, starring Josh Hartnett, Ariel Donahue, Salika Shyamalan, Haley Mills, Allison Pill. So more of the Josh Hartnett Renaissance ever since.
Yeah.
I think that episode of Black Mirror kind of was the catalyst in that episode. Is fucking sweet.
It's so good. Yeah, it's one of my
favorite
episodes.
Check that out.
He was also in Oppenheimer. He was in He shows up in the third season of The Bear. So I don't know if you've watched it. It's like a small cameo, but it's like, yeah, more Josh Hartnett, the better, man. It's good to see him.
Yeah. August 2nd, 2024. Budget of $30 million. Box office, $20 million. All right. So Shyamalan had an idea. He wanted to make a concert type movie for his daughter, where she could write a whole album for the movie and use it in the movie, like Purple Rain,
mm-hmm.
or maybe Prince's Batman album. And so that's where this started, and he was going to have somebody else do it for him, and it started out as a concert type film. Moved into a thriller. Then he decided to direct it. And that's where we were. And it was picked up by somebody, Warner Brothers, off some kind of deal where they just hear the idea. Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Shyamalan. Shyamalan just gets these deals. They don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, whatever. It'll bring eyes, whether it's a turd or a gem. It'll bring some eyes over here.
To be fair to him, this is a cool idea. I don't know if it's that believable, but it is a cool idea. Better than, like, you know, people go to a beach and they turn old. Like, this, I don't know, this on paper, like, it's a good elevator pitch.
This is based on a real thing from, like, 1985, where I think the FBI arrested, like, 200 fugitives, maybe less.
Oh, wow.
Tricking them to come to the stadium and then under the pretense that they're getting free football tickets to the NFL and a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And so it's kind of loosely based on that.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So Josh Hartnett is a serial killer called The Butcher, taking his young daughter to a concert a la Taylor Swift. It's supposed to be that status of pop star, like huge arena, huge production. And he sees a lot of cops around for some reason, all over, and talking to people and pulling them from the stands. And gets information from a t-shirt vendor that they're here to trap the butcher. You know who the butcher is? And he shows them these pictures. My friend found this on the bridge before the cops came. I got this picture. And, of course, he is the butcher. He's like, oh, that's strange, friend. Oh, I hope they get him.
Golly, yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to use the restroom. I'm sorry. I'm a little wheezy, a little woozy. Ooh. Pardon me. So then he realizes that, and the movie is him trying to escape because they're going to have all the exits blocked. And, just a ridiculous plan of, we're not going to let any men out of here. We know he's in here.
Yeah.
Like, how can you do an illegal search and seizure on every man in a 20,000-person stadium? Every man in here.
Yeah.
Which
it is kind of clever in the sense that it's like a pop star, Taylor Swift, because technically how many men would be, like, compared to, like, women and children? Because I was thinking about that, I'm like, dude, that would take fucking forever. Like, are you every man? But I was like, oh, wait a minute, it is like a pop concert. Like, sure, there are men that's going to be there, but nothing compared to if it was like a fucking AC/DC concert or something where like 90% of the audience is male.
Yeah. So that in itself could be the twist that he is the serial killer, but they gave that away in the very first trailer.
Yeah,
So that's
even within like
kind
10 minutes of the movie too, if I remember right. They don't waste any time kind of revealing that, if I remember right.
Yeah, he's like looking at a like a Ring doorbell footage of his victim that he
Yeah.
ha currently has.
With the sound on in the back, I'm like, hey, turn the, because the guy's like screaming on his phone. I'm like, you might want to turn that down a little bit.
Yeah. So that would have been nice to have as a just play it a little bit at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to escape and this movie I thought it was pretty unbearable. Except for Josh Hartnett just absolutely crushing with what he was given and drawing your attention to him anytime he's on screen or doing anything, you want to watch it.
Oh
But
yeah, dude,
other than
his smile, that sinister smile he does throughout the movie is so creepy.
yeah,
It's really good.
he plays a great like Dexter,
Yeah.
where he's a complete psychopath and having to project what he thinks is the perfect, PTA dad to
Yeah.
everyone around him. And he just, it's really great. Hey, you know what we ought to do? Do you like ice cream or, shit like that?
Yeah.
And yeah, so his performance was amazing. I thought it was the only real good part of this movie. But with somebody else in there that couldn't do that, oh God, this would be terrible. For me, that's the only thing dragging me through this fucking movie. I'm just like, man, this is not a lot going on. It's like, oh my God, there's a cop pulling somebody out of the stands to get talked to, and he's like walking around. I'm gonna steal a employee pass to go in the back and
Yeah.
just ch not even escape really, just check out things, just
Yeah.
look around, go to the rooftop. Oh, sorry about that. So there was an accident in the. Oh yeah, that was pretty cool. He throws the jugs of like, I don't know, fucking apple cider vinegar or something into the fryer so they boil. Chick comes and looks. Just innocent girl working the fucking fryer at the explode glass in her. Just
Burns the shit
going
out of
nuts.
her,
Yeah. All that to grab an apron just
yeah.
so we could get her a red apron. Oh yeah, that's a good disguise.
Yeah.
He's got to work here. He's got a red apron. What are you talking about? And then knowing the code from the dumb t-shirt salesman who just overly shares everything
Yeah,
just
come
because this
on,
guy let a different girl buy a t-shirt.
dude.
He's a really good
That was
guy.
fucked. Yeah. Thank you. That was fucking hilarious. Like, I can tell you're a good father with good strong. What is good strong family values? We don't see that much anymore. When he said that, Sarah and I just couldn't help but laugh. Like, what the fuck? Who says that? So stupid.
Yeah, so all the little things I just thought were very implausible and unbelievable and not
Yeah.
interesting. It's like there's no tension. It's a thriller. How is this a thriller?
A
I
hundred
wasn't
percent,
scared.
a
I
hundred
wasn't
percent.
scared he was going to get caught at any point.
Yep. That's
Never.
the movie's biggest sin is that there is no tension whatsoever. It's
No.
basically an hour of him like trying to find ways to just leave the building. Like, but there's no
Yeah.
tension in that. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Ooh, there's a door that
But
goes underneath. Oh, it
oh.
closed. Shucks. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that was funny. The secret trap door opens right next to them. And then, hey, what do you think's down there? To his daughter. Dad, you're being weird. I don't know. Who cares? Hey, let's go down there and check it out. What do you say? Are you crazy? We can't go down there. Sure, we could. Could you imagine to see what it's like for a production like this behind the scenes? It could be really swell and fun. We're not fucking going in there, Dad. Okay, I think you're missing out. I think the real action's down there. That's so weird.
Oh my God.
And then it shuts, and it's like we're supposed to feel tension as it
Yeah.
shuts. I'm like, I
Oh.
don't give a shit. I don't fucking care, dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like at no point are you worried.
Yeah.
And he's not worried. He's very cool as a cucumber, man. And then they got this stupid FBI,
Oh, the profiler lady?
yeah, the
Yeah.
profiler who's like almost like the Michael Myers doctor character
Yeah.
or something like that.
Dr.
Michael,
Loomis,
when he
yeah.
comes here, he can't
Yeah.
help but go to the home. She's like that. When the butcher arrives, he'll probably be with a small child.
Yeah.
And all this shit.
He'll hit the fire alarm. He'll do all, like, as he's about to reach for it, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, he'll try to cause chaos.
Yeah.
That's where he operates the
Oh my
best.
God.
And it's like he doesn't pull the fire alarm. It's like, dude, just pull it. What are they gonna do? They
Yeah.
can't stop people from leaving the building because. But, oh yeah, because she says when he does pull the alarm, only women and children will be allowed to leave. You can't do that. It's a fire alarm. You can't hold these people in this until it's not real. We don't know that. You can't hold people on a fire alarm, man. So pull that shit. Movie's over. He just walks out. An M. Night Shyamalan experience.
Oh my
And
God.
it just drags on and on. I'm like, fuck, dude. And then when you think it's over,
Yeah.
you kind of get to the end. He has a way out. You kind of start to see what might be going on. And then the way out kind of, he's going to go out the back door because he finagled his way into getting his daughter chosen to be the special girl for the last song. And so they're backstage, and he heard earlier, the only way out of this concert is if you're backstage and go out the back door. And this, no one could do that. So he manages to finagle that by doing his super dad routine on Shyamalan himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had leukemia. She's a fighter. We don't talk about it. She doesn't. It gets you uncomfortable, but and so he's backstage, and yeah, they're like, "Do you mind if we go out this back door to get to our car?" And the lady handler of Black Raven or whatever the singer's name is, yeah, sure. You just got to go through that checkpoint. There's just a lot of check, but they just ask some simple questions. There's a bunch of FBI, and he's like, "Dun-dun-dun-dun." Close up. Oh my
Yeah.
God, tension. This is where you should feel tension. No, I don't.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm glad you brought this specific scene up because this is where, like you said, there's lack of tension, but like the movie needed him to go down the hallway. That's how you build tension. Like, hey, you have to go, and then you cut to his POV. We're getting closer to the police. Cut to his reaction, still walking down the hallway, trying to figure out how he's going to get out. Cut back to we're getting closer to like that's tension. That's how you build tension. Like, oh shit, how is he going to get out of this situation? But instead, it's just like, hey, I'll be right back. And then he just sneaks into the woman's room, and then that's how he gets out. It's like that, like you said, that's not tension. If he just finds ways to fucking figure everything out right away, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it gets worse as it goes.
Yeah.
I think it's because the errors and mistakes made start to build up and build a very strong case against this movie. In the beginning, you're like, ah, okay, lack of tension and little thing problems, and they keep snowballing.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, we're wasting Josh Hartnett's performance here.
Oh
And
yeah.
so he can't get out the back door. And so this was a little interesting, but it kind of they don't use it very well. He reveals himself as the killer to Lady Raven and shows the video. I'm going to kill this guy. What do you want to do? You want to catch me or you want to save this guy? You can save him. We're leaving in your limo. And so that's kind of interesting because you get to see him show that side to somebody instead of hiding it. And so he gets out that way. And so you think, hey, mission accomplished. The movie's about to end, and it's the movie's about to end, and I haven't had a twist yet, which is very strange. I'm waiting. I'm really waiting for this twist, and I'm hoping it's going to be good because the whole time I'm watching this movie, thinking, man, this twist better turn this movie around and flip it on its head because it's really not going well, and I'm pretty bored, and I'm just waiting for it. And the more I wait, the more I'm thinking, this has got to be some hell of a twist. Here it comes. It's going to make this good.
Yeah, I was
So
waiting
there.
for the movie to say that he's not actually the killer they're
Something.
looking for. Like, there's actually two people. Like, he just happens to be another serial killer, but they're actually looking for somebody else. I thought they were gonna like go with something like that, but nothing like that. There is no twist,
Something.
yeah.
Yeah, they get going and. She's like, he's like, you drop us off, our car's over here. And he's like, no, I'm gonna take you all the way home. And then for some reason, the girl has to call her mom and ask permission. She's with her dad. Is that okay, mom? Like, your mom has to give permission. Your dad's here. You could probably say it's okay, I think. You know? The only whatever. That's weird. It's like, go to the house, and Josh Hartnett is getting a little, you know, he's a little pissed. She's fucking with my plan. They get to the house, and she's just hanging around. And he's, can I play you a song? Goes over the piano. What are you doing? And he's like, holding this phone. I will kill this guy. What are you doing here? Bitch, this wasn't the plan. Now my wife is cooking couscous. And then, yeah, you really have to go. You don't have to be polite and play another song. I understand you're very busy. And he's just, you know, the crazy killer starting to crack through his veneer a little bit. And then, like, she steals the daughter's phone and then grabs his phone. Here, let's take a selfie. Can I have your phone? Give me my phone back. Come on. It's just really. And then she runs to the bathroom. And then, you know, he starts going, "Give me my phone!" He said, "Now, what are you doing? Why are you acting like that? Oh my God, that's Lady Raven. She has to poop. God, so what if she has your phone? That's really strange. She took your phone in the bathroom, but that's okay." And they're all, "It's Lady. She can do it. She's Lady Raven. She doesn't play with her own phone when she poops. That's gross. Somebody else's." So everyone's knocking on the door and yelling and shit. And then I think she calls the police or
No,
texts
she
her
does a fucking
driver to
live
call the police.
stream. She does a live
Oh,
stream and
yeah. God.
describes the information she gleans from the victim.
Okay, followers, you can do this. I need your help. Anyone in the New Jersey area that lives by 106
A
and then
blue
knows of
door.
a
It's
broken lion statue, go to that house now. Do it! Oh God. Yeah, live stream. And then it goes silent outside. And then does she open the door? He doesn't break in. I think she opens the door to the
I think she
bathroom,
opens
right?
it, yeah.
She opens and he's standing there. Oh, the family's gone. I'm like, oh shit. Where's your family? Don't worry about them.
Butchered.
Yeah. What do you think? They call me the butcher. And then what does he do with her? Oh yeah, he gets the phone back. He looks at the camera footage, and the guy's gone. How did you do this? Did you do a live stream?
Yeah.
It's the only possible explanation. It's a live stream from my bathroom. They saved him in 3 minutes.
Yeah, so fast.
So, I don't remember what the point is after that, where they're doing. He's taken her to the house, one of the safe houses.
Yeah, I think he's taking it to one of the safe houses.
He works for the fire department, and it said that, did you know that when there's fire hazards or codes in a house doesn't meet the fire code, they can be abandoned for up to years and nobody knows where they are except the fire department. So he's got all these abandoned houses he's working out of. And he takes her to one, right?
Yeah, he's like on the way, and then he turns down a road with like a festival happening, and then people start to realize that Lady Raven's in the back of the limo, and they start surrounding the limo, and then the cops show up, and they get her out.
She's like, "Help me!"
Or I
Oh
guess
yeah,
she
and
gets
he has
herself
a,
out, yeah.
and he has a SWAT uniform by this time. And he went to the backyard and took out a SWAT guy or something, and then kept it on while chauffeuring her in a limousine. Even the helmet, like the SWAT helmet, like that doesn't look weird. And so the cops get her out and go to get him out. Vehicle surrounded. And it's just a SWAT uniform propped up like there's somebody wearing it. Oh my God! And then you get Josh Hartnett kind of with a
Yeah, with
hood watching from the crowd.
the
Oh, how do you do that?
hoodie
You've been butchered, bitch.
on,
It's what I do. He's not only just like a
Oh my
murderer, he's
God.
just like a super master of disguise and magic or something. He's like a magician,
Is
sleight
Bruce
of
Willis
hand
gonna
and
show up
shit.
at some point? What's up? What
Yeah.
the fuck's
This
happening?
is. And after that, fuck, I don't even remember. And then we get more of the woman. Oh my God, He's definitely entrenched himself into the crowd. He's
Yeah.
one of the crowd. She knows
It's
everything.
stupid.
Oh my God. And then what the fuck happens? How does he get back to the home?
I think he just goes back home and the wife's doing something in the kitchen, and that's where we get
Oh
the
yeah, the
glimpse. Yeah.
cops have given her a protective custody because they've lost him twice now. And we'll keep a detail outside your house. We can put you up in a, talking about protective custody with the kids if you want. She's like, no. Okay. Knowing what we're gonna find out pretty soon, it makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah.
So he comes up and she's cooking. Hey, honey. Oh my God. Hey, how are you? I don't believe them, Fuck, that's crazy. They would say that about you. I don't even believe it. I'm on your side, totally. Yeah, then she kind of breaks down a little bit and reveals that she's kind of suspected him of things. I first started suspecting you when I smelled cleaner on your clothes. And
Yeah.
not the kind they use at the fire department, but the kind they use at the hospitals. You know the difference in the smells?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I know a hospital smell versus a fire department smell. God damn it! You think I'm stupid? And so I followed you to this abandoned house. And I went in that abandoned house. And what did she find? Nothing? Like, yeah, I'm
She
pretty sure it was
found
nothing.
nothing, but
It
she
was a
had a
chair. There was a chair there or
yeah.
some shit.
She
And I
somehow
knew.
found a ticket to the concert, and it's like she's the one who set the real trap. She's the
No,
real trap.
she didn't find a ticket. She had a ticket because they bought one.
Oh,
His
yeah, that's right,
receipt.
that's right, that's right.
Right? And so she left it there. No evidence of anything in the house, but I knew something was up. I thought maybe you could be the butcher. So what I did, in my mind, thinking my husband might be the butcher, instead of calling the police like most people would, but that's not what I did. What I did is
Yeah.
cut half a ticket stub, left it on the ground next to the chair, called the police to the house of my suspected murderer's husband, and said, "Hey, something fishy in this house is going on. Check it out." And they found a ticket, traced the ticket to Ticketmaster, and then knew
Oh
you're gonna
my
be at the concert. Pickety boom, trap set.
God.
Costing the city
Stupid.
over $1 million in police response
Yeah.
at this concert, at 2 weeks of planning when they could have arrested you at our home. But I wasn't quite sure, so I wasn't gonna have you arrested at our home. I was gonna have them do the police work, the legwork. That's
So
fucking
stupid.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that is the twist, I guess. Which is, I don't. It's not a fucking twist that she was the one that
Yeah.
left a ticket stub. Oh my God. What? No way, dude.
She
That's
knew this whole time?
crazy.
What?
Whoa. And was just living with him? Didn't care?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. This twist sucked ass. This movie was fucking boring. And then what happens? I think the cops. How do we finally get to the end? The cops come to the house again? Oh yeah, the cops. Oh, this is even more ridiculous. I couldn't believe this. SWAT comes in, and he like doesn't know they're there, and starts like just tasing him. Never
Oh,
shooting him.
yeah.
He's a fucking murderer, and they know it, who he is, and none of them draw a gun. They don't even attempt to. They're just shocking him from different. He goes, tries to go down that hall, and gets another one. It's like. It's like Michael Myers when he's getting shot by 1,000 police,
Oh,
but
yeah.
they're just using taser guys. Get him! It's like the scenes in Halloween where he'd be like, just taking 1,000,000 bullets, but he's taking 4 tasers. It's basically what this is.
Yeah,
And I
especially
was just like,
after he tackles one of them and eye gouges him. Remember that? He like
oh,
fucking hit the
yeah.
eye gouges one. Like they're still tasing him. I'm like, dude,
He's just
at this
tasing
point,
him.
oh yeah.
And then the lady comes in. The profiler, and I think she tases him once. Eh, you bastard! I've been looking for you, you cocksucker, you stupid
My
bastard.
God.
And yeah, and they arrest him. What does he do? He, oh yeah, he has OCDs. Like he, hold on. As they're taking him to the vehicle, he picks up this bicycle, his daughter's bicycle or something, puts it on its kickstand. Thank you. Keeps walking. gets put into the truck, escorted, and then we reveal that we get a close up on the bike spoke. One is missing. Close up, sleeve, armored truck interior. Spoke revealed. Picks the locks. Locks are now off.
Look up at the
Devilish
camera.
grin. Devilish grin to camera. Fade. Boom. Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. We've been
Then we get a
Shyamalan.
stupid. You've been Shyamalan, bitch. You ever seen a twist like this? You ever seen a twist like this? You haven't, have you?
Oh,
Not since
God.
the Sixth Sense have I seen a goddamn twist like this. Where the killer's wife turns out to maybe no. What? Hell no, bro. That's fucking nuts. I can't believe this. I live in a world
Oh
where
my
Shyamalan
God.
could turn my head upside down in my skull. Oh my God. And then you get this after credit stupid scene. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was
It's a
pretty
guy who
good,
was
yeah.
selling t-shirts and the butcher has been found. It's revealed to be Cooper such and such. He was at the concert.
I
Motherfucker!
helped him.
I helped him! Oh my God, I'm a criminal!
That's like the only good part of the movie. It's just that last little part. It's fucking hilarious.
And
Oh,
dude,
shit.
you know what? I came up with a better twist when I walked out of the theater. I was like, fuck. I was just waiting. We're talking. It's like, there was no twist. What was this? This was not a Shyamalan movie. Are people been dogging him so long on his twists and saying it's hacky and stupid, he's just not gonna do them? Because that's even stupider.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, old was better than this. It's way more interesting to me. Fuck it, I'll take what people consider his worst movie, The Village. I guess I'm not counting Avatar
Oh,
Airbender because
yeah. That
that's not
doesn't
a
exist,
Shyamalan movie in its essence.
yeah.
That's just a movie he did. But even that twist was pretty good. Oh my God, it's modern times. What the fuck? That's pretty good. I'll take that over this. Like I think this is probably his worst movie, if you're counting just the Shyamalan type, easily for me. And
Yeah, Knock at the Cabin was way better than this. I'm trying to think what else he did recently. But yeah, this is definitely not his best movie in recent
yeah,
years.
but my twist, boom, here's what we do. He's had mother issues this whole thing, and we know about it. That last scene where the profiler comes in, because she pretends to be his mom for a second. And so this is what I thought they were going to do. I thought she was actually going to be his mom. Kill the fucking SWAT people in the room. This was all just a plot for her to get back with her son, who had been estranged from her somehow, probably through his psycho crap and being taken away from her. And then boom, my son. And they fucking, she kills the SWAT. I've been searching for you for years. I was like, there's the fucking twist. Boom. The profiler is, but no. It's just a classic Jason Voorhees. I'm your mother. Listen to me. Mommy? It's like, oh, God. Yeah. So disappointing. I was looking forward to this, man. Me and Jessica both were. So we were so disappointed walking out of there. I was like, fuck, that sucked, didn't it? She's like, yep, damn. I wasn't expecting the world, but I was expecting a lot more than this. That's for sure. So yeah, fuck, man. It's a 4.9 for me. I was gonna give it a 5 coming in here, or maybe even a 5.1. But after talking about it, there's like I'll never watch this again. I couldn't see myself ever wanting to sit through this again. Even one time was pretty t tough. Hartnett was the only thing getting my interest in this movie at all. The only reason to watch. Yeah, it's 4.9. Ugh.
I was coming today with 5.2, so we're pretty damn close. Josh Hartnett is really the only reason to watch this. So yeah, I think it gets points for me just to see Josh Hartnett, kill it in the role that he's given. I think some of the cinematography is interesting. I like how he actually film. I know this is like really nerdy shit, but I liked how he filmed the actual concert because it's all the whole concert's filmed from his point of view. Whereas I think any other director, we would actually be on stage, it'd be close-ups of the singer or dancers, but the whole concert is from his point of view. So I found it kind of interesting from a cinematography point of view because like as you're watching the concert, they got the jumbotron, but then you got her a little. It's like actually being at a concert. It's like, do you look at the jumbotron or do you like? I constantly was doing that throughout the movie. I thought that was just kind of interesting, and all the weird like close up eye level point of view shots that he does, like just from a cinematography. I think there's some interesting stuff going on. And the other reason why I'm giving it a little bit, past a five is I actually really like the idea of introducing a hero halfway through the movie with the singer, because she kind of becomes the hero of the movie. I thought that was kind of an interesting move where it's like he realized, oh, we can't just have a serial killer protagonist. I mean, I guess you could, but the fact that you introduce a hero halfway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Unfortunately, I don't think that's his daughter. I don't think she's a very good actress at all. I don't think she pulls off that role very well. She doesn't sell it very well, but at the end of the
But
day,
it's
it's still fun.
kind of worked because she's supposed to be a singer, and singers are a bit eclectic and different because they're so famous. So it kind of gives her a reason to act differently than the normal people who are actors. So I thought it helped a little bit in that sense. But yeah, totally, you're right.
So I just like that idea of it. The execution may not have been strong. There's some stupid decision, weird decisions when you get to the house. But just from an idea point of view, like that's pretty cool that you introduce a hero halfway through the movie to try to, because someone needs to be a foil for this guy. But the movie didn't do that for the half of the movie. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, just to reiterate what we've already said, there's no tension in the movie. If there was at least tension, that would make me want to rewatch it because I would want to like revisit those moments. But there's never any tension. Like, oh, you walk into a room full of troops and you're sneaking. That's not tension. It's clever, I guess. Ooh, look, he's the one they're looking for. Ha. That's not tense, or like, I don't know. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So yeah, 5.2 for me.
Yeah, and then like with the cops, like, where do you keep your sugar? And you're like, oh, they got him because he doesn't work here. Oh, that was Kyle's job to refresh it. My, but you here, use my personal stash, and perfectly grabs the sugar out of the one drawer.
The cabinet
Like, like, how? What
underneath,
the
yeah.
fuck?
Or just him
Anyways.
getting lucky with the apron with the card because they're like, show me the card we gave you. And
Oh,
he just like
yeah.
reaches in, here you go. It's like, okay. Yeah. So this is kind of ridiculous.
Yep. 4.9, 5.2. It's in theaters if you wanna if you wanna do it, man. I would wait until this is streaming, because damn, save your money for Twister and Deadpool are both in theaters right now. That's a better bet for you. But if you gotta know what this new Shyamalan thing is, I had to. So go see it. If you gotta know, you gotta know. Go check it out. Yeah, 4.9, 5.2. Thanks for joining us every Sunday, Brian vs. Brian. YouTube, please like and subscribe. We also got the Spotify and the Apple Music thing going on. If you prefer just the ear juice and you don't need the eyeball stuff,
Candy.
you
We're
know,
candy, baby.
yeah, the
We're
eyeball
eye
candy, the
candy.
light that turns images in your brain. You don't need that. You just close them and you listen, baby, because our it's as smooth to listen to as it is to see. You're welcome. yeah, all right. Until next time. Until next Visa, say peace.
Peace.